This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agatiyar, Gemara Chasim HaTayva. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're up to Siman Kuf Daled Siv Zayin. Einoi Poisek Loi LeKadosh V'Loi LeKedusha. In Middle Shemoneh Esrei, you do not stop, not for Kadosh, not to answer Ameni Hishmei Rabbah, and not for Kedusha. Elo Yishtaik, you are silent. Now, you should have kavanah for what the Shel Tzibur says. It will be like you yourself answered it. If you're a Middle Shemoneh Esrei and they called you for an aliyah, you don't stop. Many people are aware that you stop to listen to Kedusha for Kadosh, 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 and for Baruch Kavod. But many are not aware that Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is more important, and one would stop for Amen Yehishmei Rabbah. Amen Yehishmei Rabbah is more important than Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Kavod. Says Mishra Ratzim, Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, what din le Baruchu? The same thing would be for Baruchu. Also, when the Shel Tzibur gets to Moedim, the Shulchan Aruch writes later on that you need to bow so that it doesn't look like you're a Kofar. During Berachas Kohanim, Rav Moshe writes in the Igros Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, you also need to stop and listen. Rav Shlomo Zalman says you need to listen from the beginning of the Bracha, the Kohanim, Asher Kedeshanu. I'm not sure why you have to hear that. That's not your Bracha, it's their Bracha. Rabbi Yashiv says, Rabbi Tzvi Pasafrank says, no, you don't have to stop for that, only for the Yivarechacha itself. I would assume Rav Moshe would also agree to that. Rav Moshe says that answering Amen to the brachas of the Kohanim, Yivarecha, Yair, and Yisa, is a Dairaisa. Answering Amen to the bracha of the Kohanim of Asher Kedushan B'Kedushas Jahan is not a Dairaisa. What about Kriyas HaTorah Mil Shemoneh Esrei? Rav Chaim Kievsky says it's mutter to listen. The Chazon Ish himself would be mafsik in Mil Shemoneh Esrei to listen. The Chazon Ish said, if you listen to Kriyas HaTorah while you're in the middle of davening, you're yotzei, but don't do it lecharchila. The Reb Chaim says the Chazon Ish would stop, and the Reb Sternbuch says that. The Chazon Ish said, you're Yoytze, but you shouldn't do a Lecharchila. So I don't know if that's consistent with what Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, that the Chazon Ish himself would do it.
Also, do you have a problem of Kedemet Morat Kula during listening to a long Aliyah on a Monday or Thursday?
Yeah, the only thing is, that might not be considered Oynes. That might not be an Oynes. It's not a robber, and it's not a makam, you know, in other words, it's a choice, so it doesn't necessarily have the dinam of shakidei ligmar's kula. Okay, what about havdala in middle of Shemoneh Esrei? The Har Tzvi says, lecharchila, you shouldn't be stopped to listen. And Rav Shlomo Zalman says you could stop possibly in between brachais. And if you hear Kiddush in the middle of Tefillah, the Das Torah says it could be your Yotze. What if you just started Hashem Sefasai Tiftach? Also, you can no longer be mafsik to answer. When you stop to listen to Baruch Hu, you should also stop to hear the Tzibur say, Baruch Hashem HaBaruch Le'elam Ba'ed. Also, to hear Baruch Hu of someone who's Oyla L'Torah, Rav Chaim Kanievsky says you should be mafsik during your tefillah. Okay, weiter. Until Yisbarach. Fine. V'yiyah ka'ina le'inyan she'yetzib zayidei chiyav kadosh u'kedusha. It will be considered like you answered regarding that your yotzei, the chiyav of kadosh and kedusha. Namely, you have a chiyuv to answer Kaddish and Kedusha. So if you already heard Kaddish or Kedusha, or you're going to hear it after Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, you're still required to stop and listen. What if stopping to listen will disturb your kavana? Kav Chaim says, don't stop. Now, let's say I can't hear the chazan say kadosh kadosh, but I could hear the people say kadosh kadosh kadosh. I can't hear the chazan say amen yishmer, but I could hear people. No, not good enough. The people who are answering don't have a mind to be yotzi you. Only the chazan has a mind to be yotzi you. So you need to be standing close enough to the chazan to be able to answer them. What about I want to answer Dvarim Shebekdusha in the bracha of Shema Koleinu? If I'm allowed to ask, Ribbono Shel Olam, I want to win the lottery today, why can't I say Amen Yehishmei Rabbah? So Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, it brought in the Shal Shivat Tzitzel Yezer, says, no, you're only allowed to daven for your needs. Rabbi Yashiv explains, whatever your moisiv to the Bakasha, I'm not sure what they're bringing from Rabbi Yasha, but bottom line is you can't be mafsik to answer Dvarim Shebekedusha in Shema Koleinu. Okay, it's considered ka'oina, and your yotzi your chiyuv mekamakam lechashav hefsek. It's not considered a hefsek. Einoi paisek ve'im pasak bazeh, and if you stopped in this, meaning. This is going on. You're not poisek for kaddish or kedusha. If you did interrupt, v'chein lekaddish or kedusha, what's bazeh? Einoi poisek loy lekaddish v'loy lekedusha. V'im pasek bazeh v'chein lekaddish kedusha dina kesach b'mezid. It's like talking b'mezid, meaning. Stopping to answer Dvarim Shebekedusha like talking b'mezid. Uladas ha'poiskim desham choizel roish. According to the poiskim there, that you have to go back to the beginning. Gam bazeh choizel roish. You got to go back to the beginning. Meaning, if you answer Kaddish Shebekedusha, you might have to start davening Shmoneh Esrei again. Achim savar shemotel hafsik. But those who say you could be mafsik have a kashoygeg. It's like shoygeg ve'ino choizel roish. You don't go back to the beginning. V'chanal v'im karu l'sefer Torah. If they called you up to the Sefer Torah v'hu oimer achet tefillah Shemoneh Esrei, and you're after Shemoneh Esrei, afilo hischal dayin alekanis, so you didn't yet start alekanis, poisek v'oila, you could stop, you should stop and go up. Ach yizoher loimer yulerotzein kaidem. You should be careful to say yulerotzein first. Sivches, acher shesiyim Shemoneh Esrei, brachos kaidem alekanis, so yachol anes kedusha v'kadosh u'baruchu. After you answered Shemoneh Esrei, after you finished Shemoneh Esrei, after you finished Shemoneh Esrei, before Elokei Netzar, you could answer Kaddish, could answer Kedusha, Kaddish, and Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Acher Shasim, Hainu Shamar Gamkein Yilaratzin Kodem Elokei Netzar. That is, if you said Yilaratzin before Elokei Netzar, Demloikein Asal Hafsik, Kamay Shikasa Besimin, Kuf Chaf Beis. So the Mechaber is of the opinion that after you finish Shemoneh Esrei, you can answer Dvarim Shebekedusha. That is, if you said Yula Ratzayim. This is all according to the Shulchan Aruch later on. But according to the Ramah, you're allowed to be Mafsik even before Yula Ratzayim. That's why the Mishnah Berurah there writes that if you don't have time, you can answer Dvarim Shebekedusha even before Yula Ratzayin. Okay, let's see Simen Kuf Hey Din Hamispal Shei Tfilos. Din of someone who davens two prayers. Ubay Sefechad. Hamispal Shei Tfilos Zu Achar Zu. One who davens two tfilos one after another. Let's say they have to make up a previous tfila or they're davening Mincha Marav back to back. Tzarech Lahamtin Bein Zu Lazu Kedei Hilach Arba Amos. You need to wait the amount of time it takes to walk 4 Amos. Kedei Shetehei Datoi Miyusheves L'Spala B'Lashon Tchina. So that your mind will be settled to daven in a supplicative manner. You can't just daven tushman essays one immediately right after the other. You need to wait kidei hiluch arba amos, so that your mind could be settled to daven b'lashon tchina, as we saw before in Simen Tzadi Ches, that if you don't daven b'lashon tachanunim, there are opinions that you're not yotzei. The Bir Halacha brought many opinions that if you don't daven derech tachnunim, you have to daven again. Shtei tefilos kagon shachris u'musaf. The example the Mishnah Berurah gives shachris u'musaf, oisha shachach v'lai yisvalel. Let's say you forgot and you didn't daven, v'tzarech la'ashlima b'zman tefilos shal achreah, and you have to make it up in the next tefillah, u'mespal o'shtayim. V'inei lefi ma she'yivar b'simun kuf ches b'mishnah Berurah, based on what we explained in simun kuf ches in the Mishnah Berurah, debein she'shachach arvis, u'mespal o'shach r'shtayim l'hashlama. Whether you're davening, you forgot Marav, and you're davening shachris twice, u'vein she'shachach shas u'sal mincha shtayim l'hashlama, we say that if you forgot Marav, and you're davening shachris twice, or you forgot shachris davening mincha twice, you need to say Ashrei in between. Lo yitzur din zeh. This din is not possible, because you're definitely saying Ashrei. I would say Bizman hazeh, it is possible. So there are many people who have mastered the ability to say Ashrei in less time than it takes. But if you're saying Ashrei anyway, then it's sort of academic, because you'll definitely have this amount of time. Unless you forgot Mincha, you're davening Mariv twice. So if you're davening Mariv twice, you will not say Ashrei between your Mariv and making up your Mincha. K'may Shavur Sham B'Mishnah Berurah, D'tzarech Hakban L'Hamtin K'day Arba Amos. Why do you not, let's see, why would you not say Ashrei then? That we don't say Ashrei by Marav, even if it's a Tashlumin for Mincha. Okay. Lahamtin, you have to wait this amount of time. Shir Zet Tzarech Lias Achar Sha'aka Raglav. This amount of time is after you undo your feet. V'amar Oysa Shalom. It's not stam, you have to wait kedei hulech arba amos. It's for, you have to wait this amount of time after your akar raglav. Meaning, the amount of time it takes to take the three steps back and say oysa shalom is not mitzdarv to the shir, because you're still davening. But if someone's davening behind you, and because of that you can't take three steps back, then the time does count. Bain, between the tefillos, kasa b'sefer shulchan shomer v'chenim siyam shmona esrei. Likewise, if you finish shmona esrei, af shadayin lo yakar raglav, even if you were not ukar your feet, v'nizkar shata, and you remembered you made a mistake, v'tzarech lachzor l'spalel yamtin kazel. Let's say like this: you finish shmona esrei, and you weren't ukar raglav, and then you remembered you made a mistake, even though you waited that amount of time, but you have to wait from the amount, from the time you realize you made your mistake. What if you realize in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei you made a mistake, you forgot HaMelech HaKadosh, and you have to start again? Yeah, you see that a lot these days. You see people, like, after they do Slach Lanu, all of a sudden they take, they start from the beginning. Do you have to wait Kedei Hiluch HaArba Amos? No. Because you only have to wait kedei hilach arba amos between two valid Shemoneh Esreis. The first one is invalid. Kedei hilach afilu in roitz alach selam akoymai. Let's say the second Shemoneh Esrei I'm not going to make in my place. I'm going to do it where I took the three steps back. So do I still have to wait arba amos? No, elam espalo shenis makam sha'oy med sham. I'm going to, even if I don't want to go back to my makam, but I'm going to daven a second time where I'm standing when I took the three steps back, but to go back to the place, even if I don't want to daven again, I have to wait. So, even if you don't want to go back to your spot, you want to daven in the second place, you have to wait. But before you go back to your place, even if you don't want to daven again, then you also have to wait kedei hilach arba amis. Basically, there's a halacha to take the 3 steps back to your place. You have to wait kedei hilach arba amis. So the question is, so what's this halacha adding? You have to wait for kedei hilach arba amis anyway. The answer is what it's adding is, if you don't want to go back to your place and you want to daven again, you still have to wait kedei hilach arba amis. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. I wish everyone a great day. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.